May 31st meeting. We had several presentations that day, some of which you'll get to hear today. Kicked off with the presentation by Heather Haberaker. She presented on the purchases and renewals recommendations. This will be an item today for vote. There are a couple of purchases. It's in item 8 of your materials. One involves the a contract to hire a vendor to measure mercury deposits at the Illinois Water Survey, and the other involves the renewal of a electronic subscription for the Urbana campus. We next had a presentation by the associates at Hewitt, Ennis, and Canuck, Angela Cotillion and Brady O'Connell, who will make a presentation a little bit later today. Followed by that, Walt Noor presented on the university's long-term debt and the rating agency analyses. That was followed by a very excellent breakdown of the two-year internal audit plan by Julie Zimaitis. And after that, we were presented from representatives from KPMG on the upcoming external audit of the university. Following that, we had a presentation on the Randy Kangas made a presentation on the preliminary 2013 budget, which we will go more in depth into in our September session. And then lastly, Walt Noor presented on the state appropriations update, as well as the 2012 appropriation and the status of transfer for the state surveys. So with that, I think I can now turn it over to Walt Noor, who will introduce our speakers for today and who will also present.
My first job this morning is solely to introduce Brady O'Connell and Angela Cantillon from Ennis Knupp and Associates, as I know them, Hewitt, Ennis Knupp, I don't know, the name is expanding, you know, but to present on the university's investments. This is a modified version of the presentation that was made at the Finance Committee, but I think very important for the trustees to hear.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate the opportunity to present to the board. We'll try to keep our remarks brief, but we would certainly entertain any questions that the board may have. If you turn to the first slide, I'll present a brief agenda. We'd like to provide you an overview of the capital markets and how investments have done very broadly over various time periods. We'd then like to transition into a discussion of the university's investment portfolio, focusing on how the operating pool has done as well as the endowment pool. We'd then like to transition into a brief discussion on some changes in the asset allocation of the endowment pool that we had recommended recently. And for those of you that oversee either your own investment portfolio or other pools of assets, if you're a long-term investor, how you allocate assets to different asset classes is really the most important decision that you can make. So we'll give you a brief update on changes that were made there and the long-term benefit that we think that those changes will have. Lastly, we'll conclude with a brief timeline on implementing some of those changes. So, transitioning on to the capital markets, we've got performance of the three major asset classes in which the university endowment pool invests: the U.S. stock market, international markets, and the U.S. bond market. Now, the performance that we're showing here is through the end of May of this year. And we always walk a fine line in speaking with our clients. We want to make sure you're up to date on recent developments in capital markets, but we do know there's a lot of noise out there from day to day, and if you get obsessed with how any one day goes, it can be counterproductive to making good long-term decisions. So we'll focus on some shorter-term numbers, but also remind the board that over longer periods of time, portfolio, that's really the time period you should focus on. So during the year-to-date period, the equity markets were actually quite strong, up 8.3% through the end of May. Now, if you've turned on a TV lately, you've noticed that there may be something important being discussed in Washington, D.C., and that's had some impact on the equity markets. Depending on what day you stop the clock, it can be good or bad. If you were to roll this chart forward, that year-to-date return through the end of yesterday was 6.9%. So despite the kind of gloomy outlook or kind of despair that you may see in the popular press, the impact on the equity market so far has been very minor. Now, nobody in this room, likely including me, can tell you what will be decided and how the equity markets will react, but just giving you a quick update, that 8.3% has declined marginally to 6.9. Bond markets have been quite strong. We've shown a 3% return through the month of May. As the volatility in equity markets has increased, the bond market has returned 3.7. This is through the end of the day yesterday. So there's been a lot of uncertainty out there. There's certainly been global economic concerns. We've had a lot of concern about debt in Europe. We've got our own fiscal situation that we're wrestling with. There's geopolitical issues impacting the Middle East. So in this environment of a lot of uncertainty, we still have some positive returns during the year-to-date period, which is, I think, quite favorable. And certainly a stark contrast to when I was last with this board presenting on investments, which was the fourth quarter of 2008, which was certainly gloomy times indeed, and we've recovered quite nicely from that dark period. So having presented a landscape on how the markets have done, I'm going to pass the baton to my colleague, Angela Cantillon, to talk about how your portfolio has performed.
Thank you. Good morning, all. Next slide. Thank you. Reflected on this slide are the operating pool assets as of May 31st. And what we would like to draw your attention to is the diversification of this portfolio, the high credit quality of the portfolio, and the liquidity of this portfolio. Given the fact that the operating pool is there to fund the operations of the university, it is paramount that we keep a high credit quality portfolio that has liquidity to meet the demands as the cash flows are required from the pool. Next slide, please. Reflected on this slide is the operating pool performance through March 31st. We have included in the appendix preliminary returns through June 30th. Given the fact there has been quite a bit of activity over the last quarter. What we'd like to draw your attention to on this slide is the fact that over the quarter and the 1 year period, we are seeing significant outperformance over the policy benchmark. Over the longer term periods, the 3, 5, and 10 year, we are lagging the benchmark slightly. This is largely the result of the credit crisis in 2007 and 2008. So we have rebounded and this pool is recovering, but it's going to take a while for us to move away from the underperformance we saw in 2007 and 2008. In addition to looking at portfolio returns, another way to measure the performance of this operating pool is to look at how it has benefited the university. In that light, we would like to focus on how much income has been generated from this pool to provide the university with operational monies. Over the last 10 years, on average, this pool has generated approximately $23.8, $24 million in funds to the university. Even though it's included in the appendix, just to briefly touch on June returns, as of June 30th, preliminary returns are still being finalized at this point. The operating pool has outperformed over the 1 year period. It was a 2.3% return for the operating pool versus a benchmark of 1.1%. Given the fact this is a shorter maturity, high credit quality portfolio, that outperformance over its benchmark is something to be proud of with this pool. Next slide, please. Reflected on this page is the asset allocation of the endowment pool. The policy allocation reflected on this page is the interim policy allocation. As my colleague Brady had mentioned, it was presented to the Audit and Finance Committee and to the board which was approved in January of this year, a change to this policy allocation.